Welcome to the No Negations Podcast, a faith-based podcast that connects real-world situations and thoughts to scriptures to strengthen you. On this episode, we're discussing stepping out of your comfort zone and talking to other people about God. So let's dive into it. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of No Negations Podcast. Daryl D. Sellins Jr. is here.
And DS Ninja is in the house. You changed your intro.
What?
You changed something.
I did?
Yeah. Welcome to the No Negations Podcast. Faith-based podcast.
No, I didn't.
No, before you say Daryl D. Sellins Jr. is here, you normally say something. I can't think of how you said it.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of No Gangsters Podcast. Daryl D. Sellins Jr. is here.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I did. I think you're wrong.
Yeah. Whatever. What up? What up? What up?
That our new website is out and functioning and going. And
yes, going. I've been going on there and looking at strong. It.
It's a lot of people that have been going on, it looks like, through the analytics.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't done so yet, make sure y'all head over to our website. It's completely updated with all the apparel options on there. So it's www.nonegations.com. No negations. NONEGATIONS.com. And so you can still subscribe to our email list to stay updated on like podcast information and speaking events and all that other good stuff that may be coming up in the future. But you definitely go check out our apparel stuff. And then we got some new things that's on the way. So it's pretty dope.
And utilize the text line.
Yep. The text line is 330-366-2636.
Yes. And I even seen some people commented on Instagram.
Yep. Which is pretty dope, too.
Yeah. So thank you. Yeah, thank you. We love to have that. And it helps with discussions and content and to let D know that he was wrong.
That's not. that's not a likely. That doesn't happen often. But Dad, before we hop into it, how was your week?
My week was good. It was good. You know, I did that workout you sent me through your app, which is good. Mm-hmm. You gave me the second one. I haven't done it yet because in therapy, they're working my legs. So I'm doing leg presses and stuff like that. So
yeah. I had quite a few people sign up, actually.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that's good. And yesterday, we had a men's breakfast that was pretty interesting. At the church, we had several guest churches, a ministry plug in to our men's breakfast. And so,
where was it at?
It was at the Life Development Center in Euclid.
Okay.
And then after that, I went to a karate seminar by former world champion and film star Bill Superfoot Wallace. And that was pretty cool seeing him again. And so when it was over, we had a chance to talk, and he kind of remember, you know, people look at you like, I know this guy from someplace.
Yeah.
But it was when I was 16 years old, in 1978, at Battle of Atlanta tournament, and they had just came out with this company just came out with these karate uniform that had elastics in the waistband. Mm-hmm. And so he was testing it out, and I'm Joe, you know me, I talk to anybody, and I said, oh, you look like you're ready to fight. And he threw a kick at me that was fast. Now, Bill Wallace was considered the fastest kicker in the world at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was when the tournament was over, and you know, we just standing around. I don't know why we was waiting for something, but it's like, if there's a hallway, you know, you come in a stadium or a gym, you got the hallway until you open up until getting in. Well, we were in there, and he gave me a 15-minute kicking session right there, you know, after the tournament was over.
Uh-huh.
And it was a one-on-one session. And from him instructing me on kicking, that propelled my career in karate. And so most people thought my style is from Okinawa, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't utilize high kicks and, you know, the extended punches and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But most people thought I was a Korean style competitor because of my ability to kick. But mm-hmm. it came from I learned from Bill Wallace in that hallway, 16 years old in 1978. And I remind him that he said, "You kick from the side." I like, I've got it. That's what I've been doing. You know, from there, ended up being a Hall of Famer. So it was pretty cool reminiscing with him.
Dad.
Yes.
Me at 16 and you at 16.
Ah, here we go.
I'm beating you up.
I just say this. At 16, I wasn't saved. my attitude, Jack.
That's funny.
And me competing, my competitor, like when I fought in 1998 in a tournament, that was the first time your mother seen me compete. And she was like, "I've never seen that side of you."
Yeah, you're crazy.
But how was your week?
It was good. I really don't remember much because it just went by so fast. It's been busy, like really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing a lot of planning. So that means early morning, late nights. That one day I came home, it was like, I got home around like 8:30. And I'm sitting there and, you know, we eat and it's 9:30. I literally could not keep myself awake. Like, I'm sitting up, like falling asleep, like my eyes. I think it was like Thursday. I was just so physically drained because I've been using a lot of brain power the last few days. And so, but things are good. Things are going good. Things are going according to plan, I think. And I'm starting to figure some things out. But things are good. Yeah. Dove into the new book. A new book for me is 2 Peter. But yeah, it was a good week.
Okay. I think I'm going to do another shift in the business. Doing more of the leadership principles through the martial arts, and dealing with, you know, teens and youth, high school, college age kids, you know, on leadership, but the principles that come from the martial arts. And what's profound about it is that if you ever heard of Six Sigma, leadership training, Six Sigma actually use karate belts. So you become a blue belt or a green belt or a black belt in Six Sigma. And so the principles they get from the martial arts and doing that. And so, I've been doing it. And like when I coach you guys in track and all that, the principles of training and the mindset of breaking through the wall of comfort, your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Those principles were from the martial arts. And so I'm considering putting a system together for leadership.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. And so I'm considering doing that because I've been doing it, you know, whatever sport it is, and the you know, developing that work ethic mindset and understanding difference between a leader and a manager and stuff like that.
Gotcha. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. So
look at you. You're going to be a millionaire.
My goal is not to be a millionaire. It's just to help more people.
Yeah.
Because, dude, you know, I turned 63.
Yeah. You're old.
Yeah. But what's significant about that, though, D, I was thinking about it because my mom died at 62. And so when I'm thinking, I'm like, and I know how I feel, I'm like, man, that was young.
Yeah.
You know, when I was coming up, I was like, man, in 60, they're old, but my 62 is young. And so I really appreciate God's blessing allowing me to turn 63 and understand and get a new perspective on life on that. And so.
So I have a question.
Yes.
When does somebody consider old? Like, how old you got to be like, oh, this is old? I feel like it depends on the person. Because, like, I know some people that's, like, 30. And it's like, dang, you old. And then I know some people that's 60. It's like, dang, they low-key young. Like,
Yeah, when you saw me jump on that box and stuff, you know.
I don't know, because like my 29th birthday is coming up, and everybody my age, is when they're getting like 29, they're like, oh, two more years till 30, one more year till 30, and then like, then you like, so I'm like, when are you?
I don't know. I've seen, actually seen, we were somewhere, and this guy said he was 57, and your mom eyes got big, and he was like, he looks older than that. He looked like he was 70 something.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on the type of life you live, how you feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all relative, though.
Yeah. So before we hop into the topic, I just want to play the video. It's like 10 seconds. It's actually a video from our podcast. Because you know how you say that I'm going to be like, hey, we're going to talk about this on the next episode. And you're always like, oh, you're going to forget.
Yeah.
Well, I got video this time, so I didn't forget. But here it is.
No.
This,
okay.
It's going to be so vague. People going to be like, what the heck? But all right, whatever. Ready?
It may not reach them, but it may reach a parent. It may reach a sibling or somebody else that they communicate with.
But if you only in your house and among your friends talk about God, are you doing his will?
Yes.
That's all you're doing.
But that sounds like a podcast for another day.
And today's that day, Dad.
Okay.
So the question at hand was like, if you're at your house or if you're with your friends and that's the only time you talk about God and you bring up God, are you doing his will? My initial response is yes. Technically, you are doing God's will. But I don't think you're fully doing God's will. I feel like you're doing it to the comfort of your own thought process, mind, whatever the word is. You're doing it to, you're staying within your comfort zone. But technically, you are still doing God's will. But I don't think that is going to necessarily, I wouldn't say that God would be necessarily
pleased. With you.
Yeah. I think he'd be like, oh, that's dope. But like, why aren't you doing this here? Or like, it was an opportunity when you was at the grocery store and why are you doing it? Why did you do it there? And so,
so how often they come to your house?
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, how often Devin been at your house?
Oh, I think he been at my new house once.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you waiting for him to come back?
But like I talked to them like on the phone and stuff though. But I do think that's a very interesting, because I feel like that's something that we struggle with. Like I hear about people saying, oh, I've thought about this, or I saw this person doing that. And then the only time that they confront people about those certain things is if they're comfortable with them. So, like, even, like, myself, like, there's people that I don't know. Like, I got caught up one time with this. So, a kid asked me in the gym. And in the gym, like, it was him asking me, but there was a lot of people in the gym. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I didn't have the music on, so, like, you can hear everything. And the kid asked me, he was like, Dale, do you believe all the stories in the Bible? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, how come some of the, I believe some of the stories in the Bible, but how come you don't see that stuff today? I was like, I don't really know. But I do know. I know the answer. But I didn't say the answer. I don't really know why. I just was just like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Versus being like, well, you do see that stuff today. I think the only issue, I think the difference is that a lot of times we don't recognize some of the miracles that happen every single day, or like we don't recognize some of the what the heck moments, like, mm-hmm. we don't recognize them, like people coming back from the dead technically happens today, like when people's hearts stop and all this other stuff, or even like advancement in technology, or like even simple stuff like we talk about, like a baby being born, or like the fact that, did you know that Earth, if it slips either direction by a millimeter, we could burn up or freeze,
mm-hmm.
like stuff like that. And so we see that
the eclipse that we just had.
Yeah. I'm still don't really understand why people like got this, got that with the eclipse, but we can talk about that.
But, well, you just said it, because if the moon, when it got in front of the sun,
uh-huh.
the temperature dropped.
Okay.
And so if it was a millimeter or whatever closer, it could burn up. Or if it came further away, it could freeze. If it stayed longer in there, how cold would the earth be? You know, so all those things. So that's by design. And that's what people don't realize about God with the sun. And then he blocked the sun for about 4 minutes. And then when it was just a smidgen past the sun, it started illuminating the earth. And that's the power of the sun and the way the earth rotates and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's fascinating. And that's by design. But people don't, they can't explain it, but they won't give God it as an option.
Yeah. So we talked about, not necessarily that, but like we talked about some of those concepts of like miracles happening. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of copped out. I was like, I don't know, versus talking about it. And I don't know if because it was like other people in the gym, but those other people, like, they know where I stand on stuff. I've talked to them about different things before. So I don't know why, but it's stuff like that. But I feel like as people and believers, we sometimes get caught up in that type of stuff all the time.
Yeah, well, I have conversations with you know, several people at work, and I didn't know if they were a Christian or not, but in our conversation, they said something, and I will say, that's biblical, or, you know, yeah. I studied that and what God said about that, you know, and we got into discussions about that.
It's always easier when it's like this person, when you know that person at least believes in God. It's like some type of comfort. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I can say this. But like when you don't unsure, I feel like it's you feel pressure sometimes.
Well, you think about the disciples, you know, and the followers of Christ in the first century in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, starting at verse 19. And he commissioned them to go out. So when he commissioned them, he gave them what they needed to accomplish his will. Mm-hmm. He's done the same thing for us. If you, like it says in Ephesians 1, heard the gospel, believed it, and accepted it, you have been marked with a seal. He's given you everything you need to do that. And so sometimes we hinder ourselves because we wondering if they're going to accept what we say or if they're going to get upset at us.
Yeah.
That's where he's given you the power to overcome that. Whatever reaction they have, he's given you the power to overcome it. Mm-hmm. And so we don't think about that all the time, but most of the times we think about, you know, I was sick and he made me well, or I needed money and he provided for me. Mm-hmm. But it's very seldom, you know, people talking about that. So if you just at home talking to friends about God when they come over, you know, however seldom that is, are you being obedient? Are you being transformed, like it says in Romans 12, mm-hmm. you know, the renewing of your mind or changing your thinking mm-hmm. and doing his will?
Yeah. I wonder, no, because I know people deal with it. What would you do in this situation, right? You say that you know someone that's a confessing Christian, and they talk about, oh, God did this, God did that, we went to church, we talked about this, blah, blah, blah. And then they start, this literally happened. And then they're talking about some other subject, but then they're like cussing. Do you bring that up? Like, do you be like, hey, like, do you say something? Or do you like let it go?
Well, that's one of the things that is talked about in Ephesians. They said, you know, no obscene talk. You know, as Christians, we don't do that. So, yes, that is something, because they may not know. They may not have read that. They may not have been instructed on that. That's not what we do. And I think a lot of times we hinder ourselves, or we don't say anything because we don't know the reaction of the individual, or you don't have that type of relationship with them, you know, to be able to talk about that.
Oh, so you do say something to them?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Hmm. Why?
That's nerve-wracking. Because that happens to me. Like, I've seen, like, been in situations where stuff like that has happened. God is so good. He's blessed us and that. I was just praying. I was doing all this other stuff. And then they'd be talking about something else literally 2 seconds over. And they'd be like, beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. I was like, oh, goodness gracious. What happened, like, 5 seconds ago?
but D, that is an opportunity for you to, you know, iron is sharper than iron, you know, for you be able to structure. Just say, do you realize that God says we shouldn't do this according to his word? I mean, it's not you judging them. You just informing them what God says, just like they did with Apollos. He was baptizing in to the baptism of John, but they had to instruct him in a better way. And so that's all you're doing. Because if we don't do that among us Christians, that we can end up like the Corinthian church. That's why Paul wrote those letters to them.
You know what? That's what he was talking about in Peter, 2 Peter. Like, well, this is a little bit more extreme, but talking about the people who like neglected to take God serious and all this other stuff, like Sodom and Gomorrah and how what God did to those nations, mm-hmm. or that nation and some of those other nations that was disobedient. Damn, I don't want God to rain fire on my household because I didn't tell somebody to stop cussing.
go to Ephesians chapter 5.
I'm guessing you're there.
Yes.
Well, you start reading, I'll catch up.
Okay. It says, "Be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these things are improper for God's holy people. Mm-hmm. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, mm-hmm. but rather thanksgiving."
My version says, "Nor is it fitting for you to use language which is obscene, profane, or vulgar.
Yep.
Rather, you should give thanks to God. You may be sure that no one who is immoral, indecent, or greedy will ever receive a share in the kingdom of Christ."
That's why it's important for us to bring it up, our professing Christians, who's doing that.
Yeah.
And so you're allowing the word to instruct them. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't do it, they keep on doing it. They may turn people off when they're talking about their faith.
Sometimes I just be hoping they just listen to the podcast.
Well,
because then it'd be easy.
That's one reason. I mean, Christianity is not easy. It's actually tough, you know, but that's why it's important. I go back and listen to prior episodes. And when things come up, I tell people when they're going through something, I say, "Hey, listen to this episode. We talk about that, you know, and so they'll get the conversation." And I like, you know, people like to hear it preaching. "Hey, that was a good message." But I like to get down and break down the message and get to the meat of it so you have understanding. So you can, like it says in Romans 12, be transformed.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Exactly. And that's what it's about, because I'm not the same Daryl Sullins today that I was, you know, years ago.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because the renewing of the mind, the changing of my thinking, and I understand, based on the word, what I, as a Christian, should not do, should not accept, should not take part in. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in Romans, and it talks about that, I think it's Romans 1:32. It says, not only do they do the things, they approve of those who do it. And they're talking about they deserve death. And so I can't approve what God is against. And it's funny, we watched the story of Moses today, your mom and I.
Mm-hmm. And on Netflix?
Yes, we watched that. And they kind of take some liberties in the movie. But
yeah.
But when Aaron made the golden calf, even though idolatry, he knew that wasn't right. But Moses had been gone 40 days and 40 nights. And they was like, "Hey, you're second in command. You're the man now." And they put the crown on him. And then he took the gold from them and made the calf, even though he knew that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when Moses came back, and it was like he broke the Ten Commandments, the stones. And they were like, "What was on the stone? Tell us." And he looked at Aaron. He said, "Do not covet." He was coveting saying he was coveting the position.
Yeah.
And so if you don't tell the individuals when they're veering off from the instruction of the word of God,
mm-hmm.
are you doing what's happening in Ezekiel 33?
Now, how extreme is that, right? So, like, Ayla and I watched this show on Netflix, and it was supposed to be a biblical show or a movie. And the first scene, it was like aliens. Don't say it. It was like aliens.
I know what movie you're talking
about. And this
about.
Guy was sitting there. He had this thing on his finger. He's like, feel the power of God. And he like zapped him with like this finger thing. So I was like, I don't remember seeing this in the Bible. But how extreme is that concept? So we saw 5 minutes of it and was like, you know what? This ain't right.
Yeah, I turned stuff off.
Like, yeah, and so we turned it off. But should, in the position where I'm at, right, should I like, not, and don't understand that this person may not even see it, but should I, do you like message that person on social media, like that producer, like, hey, I don't know, or like comment on when they post or send an email? Like, how extreme is that concept?
A lot of people do that. They get, they get, you know, calls and emails and stuff. You know, somebody did something recently, and it was something about, they did something that was, I guess, blasphemy against the Christians, said something, and people were in an uproar. And what was it? It was something, oh, on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
On Easter, they made it Transgender Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Biden, like, approved something or whatever.
Right. And Christians lashed out.
Yeah.
And they heard about it. And so, because they felt it was, you know, backdooring some stuff. But yeah, well, especially if you got a friend that's doing something like that and they profess to be a Christian, you should have a discussion with
them. No, I'm talking about like a producer or like somebody that you, they may not see it. Like someone that you are never going to come in contact with and you see them on like social media. Like, do you respond?
Yeah, you can. I know I responded to a company that was doing something that I didn't feel right. And I wrote them a letter and said, because of that, close my account.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know about that. With who? Oh, yes. I guess you can't really say with whom. But,
yes, they did something that I thought that was very outside of what I believe.
Yeah, I know. I think I know. Okay.
And so yeah. I wrote them a letter and asked them to close my account. So, yeah, you can do that. But it's the thing, it's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, you know, in order. You don't have to throw your Bible nunchucks, you know, at them. And just you state why you do what you do and what you don't, what you are not going to conform to and accept. Mm-hmm. And you can make a choice either to withdraw yourself or just inform them and pray that they make a change or understand your point.
Yeah.
Because like in, I think it's 1 Corinthians 5. And he said, he's not talking about the people of the world. He said, in that case, you would have to leave this world because you always going to have people that's not going to accept, who's not Christians, who not follow the principles of God's word. You're going to have that. And sinners going to do what sinners do.
Yeah.
But he said, but I'm talking about those who call themselves a brother who do those things.
Gotcha.
Yeah. 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 So what are you thinking about it now that you,
I got some calls to make. No, like I said, sometimes I just be wishing that, like, I just hope they hear this podcast so I don't have to do it to them in person.
But why are you apprehensive about it?
I don't know. I really don't have a reason to be. It's not, 'cause I'm not scared of them. I'm not worried how they would think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's comfortable for them to hear it through like someone else than me.
But what did he commission you for?
I know that. I know.
You know, and I can tell you why I used did not do it, because I thought they were going to say, well, you not perfect. Well, you do things like that. And where is that? And I, because I didn't know where to find it, I heard it in a message, but I couldn't pull it up. I'm like, I don't know. Well, see, you don't even know. And you're trying to tell me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I was apprehensive about doing it. And I developed a mindset, and you know it, you know, I teach what I know. What I don't know, I don't teach. But if people ask me a question I do not know, I said, I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
And I go study it. I go read it. I go find it. You know, even sometimes when I'm talking to somebody and they say, where is that? I'll tell you. I'll say that that's in Romans 9. I may not know the exact verse, but I know its chapter.
Yeah.
Or I say, well, let me look it up. And I even go on Google and I say, you know,
where is this at?
Acts floated in the water, Bible. And I put it up and then give me the verse. Wait, this is here.
Legit? What Acts floated?
No, that's in the Bible.
Where?
Pull it up on Google. Acts floated Bible. And it comes up.
I wonder what the story was.
That's in Kings. I know it's in Kings.
Acts floated in the Bible, you see.
No, Acts floated in the water and you put it in Bible.
Oh, 2 Kings chapter 6, 5 through 7.
Yeah.
A borrowed axe came off the axe head and fell into the water. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And you got to read the story. And so that's how sometimes you can find the scripture. And then like in my Bible, like I'm here in Ephesians 5, but here at one of the verse, I have 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. That's a cross-reference verse. And so by me doing that and have highlights and underlines, that helped me remember the scriptures and the address to them.
Yeah.
And so, yes, but if as a person... The only time they sharing their faith is when somebody comes, a friend comes to the house. Really, are they obedient?
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah. But they're not doing their full, you know.
Yeah. I mean... Why are you listening to messages? Why are you studying and then you don't share it? That's kind of what the children of Israel, the children of Israel did, wasn't it? That God gave them, he chose them, he gave them his word. Then they got kind of arrogant and a big head and wasn't doing what he said. But they said, we're God's chosen people. That's what the Pharisee says. Mm-hmm. We're Abraham's descendant. You know? So why wouldn't you if it's so good? I mean, you see a good movie.
Yeah, and you tell everybody.
And you tell everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if God is really that good and his word is that good, why wouldn't you tell people about it?
Here's my takeaway for the day. Tell people. There it is.
Well, it's tough. Yes, it's tough. But if you love a person, if you care about somebody enough, You would tell them.
Mm-hmm. Is that your takeaway?
That's my
takeaway. Yeah, I just took my headphones off. This sounds so different than with the headphones on. Goodness gracious, that's crazy. It's so
different. Oh, you forgot about the last month. The one who...
shirt thing. I got to pull it up. I got to go through and see.
Yeah.
But
You got to do that.
Yeah. So we'll pull it up.
And I want to design a shirt or a logo for a shirt.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt, I guess.
Yeah, I want to, because you and Ayla, you know, y'all be hating on a brother. Y'all never use my stuff, but...
Well, you know what? That is what we do, and it's on record. Whatever you design, we'll release it.
Yeah, okay.
You have to pick the shirt and everything. Oh, now you don't want to.
Well, I want a color that, you know... Well, it doesn't matter, but yeah, okay.
Okay, whatever you design, we'll do it. So y'all better buy it.
Well, it's not about, you know, just, you know, how many t-shirts people are going to buy. How many sweatshirts?
A lot.
Know? You know, I mean, you know, buy one, how many more you need?
You know what I'm doing?
What?
I am getting rid of, slowly, my closet, like my clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to have my own stuff. Design, print it, all that stuff. So everything that I, wear, because for the most part, the stuff that I wear is from people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Sky High, No Negations, and then this shirt. I don't want to say the name because they don't sponsor us. And so what I'm doing is like I'm clearing out my closet, and then everything in my closet is going to be my hand has touched it and created it.
Yeah, but I said, you know, how many T-shirts and stuff do people need? How many hats and things like that? But the reason we have those is to help this ministry and to help us grow so we be able to support and affect other people in ministries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we do it, because it takes money
mm-hmm.
to do those things. And so if you think about it, individuals, they give at their place of worship. They give on that, and some people give more than once in different ministries and stuff like that. So that pie only has so many slices.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask people to give to this ministry. And especially in this economy, we understand. But those that can give something, we ask that they do, or buy apparel, because I would love for us to have a place where we can not only do this, the podcast, but also do ministry and leadership training and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can tell you've been in the church. That's what they give on Sundays. Be up there, be like, "Hey, we got to fix the lights."
Well, that it does. I mean, those things take money, but we understand that people have an obligation to give where they worship.
I'd rather people do this. I have one better on our next post. Or whatever post that you choose, tag a company. Like, sponsor these people. Yeah. But is that it? That's all you got?
That's it.
Until next time.
Deuces.
Well, that does it for this episode. We want to thank you for tuning into another episode of the No Negations Podcast. If this is your first time with us, we'll love for you to tune in again. If you want more information about this topic or others, make sure you visit us at www.nonegations.com. There you can subscribe to hear of upcoming discussions and request a copy of our show notes transcripts. They're great for personal and group Bible studies. Also, if you like what you heard today, make sure you leave us a review. Tell us what you loved about the episode and what you would like to hear us discuss next. And yes, we do have apparel. You can support us financially by ordering any of our No Negations apparel or by looking for that donate button. This helps us reach our monthly goals of reaching more people, buying new equipment, and providing good content. And if you're in or near the Canton, Ohio area, you can purchase our apparel at Blended, located in Belden Village Mall. It's right next door to the Macy's, so check us out. And if you're in search of a community of like-minded people growing in their faith, we invite you to join the No Negations social media community on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. While on YouTube, make sure you click the bell to subscribe, like, and please share. We would love for you to join our ever-growing community. So until next time, remember, seek God first and never give up.
Deuces.